WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 8. The temperature is 40. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather Falls News presented by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. I'm Bill Oliver. WTAW News has learned the new board of the Experience BCS Convention and Tourism Agency has chosen a permanent executive director. Kendra Fry, who has held the interim role the last 6 months, has been with the former CVB since 2004. She's also the chair-elect of the National Association of Sports Commissions, which promotes the sports tourism industry. Fry, one of two finalists who were interviewed by the board earlier this month. Today, the city of Bryan will close on getting the Phillips Golf Course, which was donated by the Phillips family. Yesterday, the city council held a special meeting where there were two unanimous votes. One approved spending more than $420,000 from unbudgeted tax revenue to purchase the driving range and large putting green next to the golf course at the Phillips Event Center. Still to come is the city paying Phillips to lease 6,000 square feet of space for a senior center, and the council is told they could be choosing a consultant to design a super park at the former municipal course in February. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker said Phillips will be operating the golf course and driving range for the city for the next 45 days.
In the interim, they'll keep the cart fee revenues because it's their carts. At some point, probably mid-February, we expect to have a, what I'm going to call more of a permanent management agreement with a firm. Could be Phillips Event Center. And then we get cart revenue as well. So we get cart revenue, greens fees, and driving range fees.
Do we have to split any of the driving range?
No.
Is that 100%?
That's all city.
City Manager Keene Register told WTAW News while the city's paying Wallace Phillips to temporarily manage the city's new facilities at a cost of $1,000 a day. That's compared to the city spending $3,000 a day to operate the municipal course. Council also approved a surface water agreement that gives the city 45 million gallons a year at the new course. That's after using 20 to 25 million a year at the former municipal course. More information's online at WTAW.com. The driver of a semi delivering soft drinks to a Bryan convenience store Tuesday morning lost a load of personal property that was in the cab of his truck. But the backpack was found and two Bryan men were arrested in what police consider a high crime area. According to the arrest report, 31-year-old Brandon Modine and 41-year-old Victor Jackson were found in a vacant building next to the Time Mart at Finfeather and Peppertree. The backpack contained, among other things, the delivery driver's vehicle and apartment keys, four checks made out to the soft drink company, and the driver's cell phone. According to online records, it's the fourth time Modine's been in jail in the last 6 months and the 14th time in 14 years. For Jackson, it's his 12th visit to the jail in the last 17 years. A Bryan police officer pulling over a car with outdated registration learned the driver had 22 active suspensions on his license. That led to the arrest of 38-year-old Eusebio Reyes of Bryan for driving with an invalid license with one prior conviction. According to the arrest report, the latest suspension was issued 3 weeks ago. Reyes out of jail after posting a $2,000 bond. A woman has some explaining to do after she caused $300,000 damage at the Houston mansion of Texas A&M System Board of Regents member Tony Busby.
The Dallas Morning News says 29-year-old Lindy Lou Lehman was at the home of Tony Busby, a high-profile attorney who lives in the River Oaks area of Houston, when she got upset and started throwing around artwork. According to a criminal complaint, Lehman tore paintings off the wall with her hands and threw abstract sculptures across the room. Officers also say she poured liquids on the painting. Lehman, who's now facing felony charges, was booked into jail on a $30,000 bond. Amanda Guerra, TSN News.
Number of flu cases reported to the Brazos County Health Department's taken a big jump. In the week ending December 16th, 269 cases. That compares to 35 the week before and 69 the week before that. Recent increase led the health department to encourage flu shots for everyone 6 months and older. The only Vietnam War prisoner of war from Brazos County has died. Funeral services for retired Lieutenant Colonel Al Meyer of College Station are Saturday morning at 11 at Hillier Funeral Home in College Station. Meyer held as a POW in North Vietnam for almost 6 years, from April 1967 through March 1973. Al Meyer was 79 years old. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 8. The temperature is 40. News presented by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Tis the season to save.
And happy Honda Days going on now at Allen Honda.
Save on our award-winning 2017 models like the Accord, Kelley Blue Book's most awarded car, the Honda Civic Coupe up to 40 miles per gallon, or Kelley Blue Book voted best family car and best buy of the year, the Honda Pilot.
From our Allen Honda family years, we want to wish you all a
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. First of all, we'd like to thank you, Brazos Valley, for supporting us in our first year of business. We have been truly blessed with many wonderful customers. Here at ASAP Equipment, we have great New Year deals on all Yanmar excavators, skid steer attachments, Gravely mowers, and steel products. So if you need to upgrade some equipment for the new year, please keep ASAP Equipment in mind. Give John Jarvis a call at 690-1106 or visit us online at asapequip.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:10 in Maniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. In the weather, sponsored by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about the club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
Cloudy and cool for today, with temperatures only reaching 45 to 50 degrees this afternoon. Should be partly to mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. For tomorrow, we'll have partial sunshine. Temperatures will make their way up to about 55 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night, lows will be 45 to 50. The outlook for Saturday, lots of clouds, chance of showers, but turning milder. Highs during the day on Saturday near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Bill's down the hall. Zach's in Charlotte. So... Are you wearing
one big happy family?
Are you wearing Bryan Broadcasting gear when you go out in public? You know, are you representing
with the embroidered Belk Bowl and A&M logos?
Yeah.
And,
well, no, I meant representing Bryan
Broadcasting.
Only,
if only we had some winter wear. I don't know if our our fashion
I still have the long sleeve T-shirt.
Oh no, I got a jacket. I got a zip up jacket that has WTAW.
Do you really?
Yeah. You know, but that
you've been around enough that
they've bestowed
that upon you.
That was years ago that we did those, but yeah, but
I might need a WTAW parka today.
Yep, that's right. You know, because it's freezing weather there in Charlotte right now, and you think about it now. So, how far is the football stadium? Is it just right across the street? Huh?
It's pretty close, within walking distance, about 10 minutes or something like that.
So yeah, so it's not like you have to board media buses to get there and stuff like that, right?
Any Jerry Richardson spawning ship?
No Jerry Richardson. I think he's pretty much gotten out of town, hasn't he?
Mm.
Or I guess he's waiting until after the regular season's over.
Okay. Right, yeah. The less said about him in that town, probably the better, right? Yeah, okay. All right, so here we go. It's the top TV shows for 2017. And I'm looking at these, and I've seen one of them.
Yeah, you mentioned... two network shows.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Number 10 is The Leftovers. So, yeah, you want to predict what the...
The two network ones. You said one was NBC.
Yeah.
Was that one, This Is Us?
No, it's called The Good Place.
Oh.
Do you know The Good Place?
Never heard of that.
I haven't either. Zach, do you know The Good Place?
No, I haven't
either. All right, well...
And then you mentioned one from FX.
And then one from FX.
Would that be The Americans?
No, that'd be Better Things. I hear a lot of good things about
I don't
Americans.
Know about that. I ain't buying that.
Let me see. The Good Place. We'll look that up and see what that is. Eleanor Shellstrop finds herself in the afterlife. Oh, I've seen one of those. That's a horrible show. God, that's a horrible show. It's got Ted Danson. Oh, that's a... You know, Clip Howard tried to put me onto that, and normally he's right, but that one was just... That was nothing. Anyway.
Yeah, normally me and Chip pretty much like the same shows.
I don't know. This way. Anyway, so number 10 from HBO is The Leftovers. That's the story of 140 million people just disappear overnight, and this is the aftermath of that. Number nine, Twin Peaks, The Return. That's on Showtime. Number eight, the aforementioned The Good Place on NBC. Did I mention that's a lousy show? I think I did.
And Chip likes it, apparently.
Number seven is Better Things. That's on FX. Number six is Big Little Lies on HBO. That's basically a chick flick. It's a murder in Monterey, California. The Handmaiden's Tale. See, that's chick stuff, too. That's on Hulu. That's number five. Number four is Insecure. That's a chick show. It's on HBO. Am I supposed to not say that? I'm not sure.
No, it's not politically correct.
That's right. Number three is Halt and Catch Fire on AMC. That has to do with computers and stuff in the computer industry. The one I've seen is The Deuce on HBO. I wouldn't recommend it because it's pretty unseemly material. But I enjoyed watching it from the standpoint of it took place in it tells the story of when Times Square was very seedy as opposed to what it is now. And I saw what caused me to watch an episode of it was I saw a show about how they had done a set design because they took another part of New York and they turned it into Times Square from the 1960s. And so it's kind of interesting from that standpoint. But again, the material is not good. And number one is The Young Pope. The Young Pope. Who knew?
You know, which I watched some of that and I just couldn't get into it.
Young, charming, newly elected Pius the Eighth, a.k.a. Lenny Bilardo, is the first American pope in history. His ascension appears to be the result of a simple, effective media strategy implemented by the College of Cardinals. In the Vatican, however, the prevailing wisdom is the church leaders have chosen a mysterious figure as their guiding force. And Pius proves to be the most mysterious and contradictory of them all. So, as he begins his reign, he is stubbornly resisting to the Vatican stewards. Aha! So controversy in the Vatican. So that's
imagine.
Yeah, it's got Jude Law and Diane Keaton.
Okay.
So yeah, I watched the first few episodes. I just couldn't really get into
right.
it.
Right. Exactly. Just takes a while. So all right. So the best action movies of all time now. Okay, all time. Oh, this is another list.
Well, three Bourne movies.
No, here we go. I'll
Bullet.
I'll start.
French Connection.
I'll start with number eight because it belongs in there. Number eight is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
That's awesome.
I never saw it.
Really? I remember going to see that movie. I remember it to this day. I went to see that movie, and I would have turned right around, gone back in, and paid full price to see it again. It was just, it's nonstop action, just all there is to it.
Amazing movie.
How did you... You never thought about... like?
Oh, just wait. Just wait. I'm going to keep saying never seen it.
Okay. But, I mean... Did you ever think about catching up to go see it?
No.
Okay, all right. Number seven is North by Northwest.
Never saw it.
Okay, that's the one where they climb around on Mount Rushmore. Number six is Star Wars Episode V, The Empire Strikes Back. Okay.
Yes.
You saw that.
Yeah.
Good, all right.
I've only seen two, and that was the second.
Okay, number five is The General. I don't know The General.
The General.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Man, let's see. Wait, I got the internet. I can find it. The General. It's a...
it's an insurance company with a cartoon character.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, that's true. And Shaq does commercials for him every once in a while. The General came out in 1926.
No wonder.
Buster Keaton.
Oh, my.
One of the most revered comedies of the silent era, the film finds a hapless Southern railroad engineer facing off against Union soldiers during the American Civil... They made a comedy about the Civil War? Wow, nice job.
That's a little weird. Yeah, this is strange.
So that's fine. Okay, so let me see, and then I'm looking this one up because I know we won't know that. Steamboat Bill Jr.
Oh, mercy. Thought you were going to Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Bill Jr. This is a comedy with Buster Keaton from 1928. Why is this supposed to be?
Was Robert Osborne involved in this selection?
Yeah, really.
From the grave?
All right. Number three is the Star Wars All New Hope. No, I don't think so. I don't think I saw
it. Give me the original.
Yeah. Zach, how many Star Wars have you seen?
I've seen all but the most recent.
Oh, okay. Well, then you saw
I've seen all the ones up until, I haven't seen the most recent yet.
Star Wars Episode IV, The New Hope. You remember what that one was? Probably not, right?
That was the New Hope. Yeah. That was one of the older ones.
Yeah, 1977. Correct? 1977. That's right.
Oh, so is that the original?
No. I don't think so. Luke Skywalker joins forces with the Jedi Knight. No, that's Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. If Star Wars
because they never did. They never did the subtitles in the beginning.
That's right. It was the original. Yeah, this was the original.
Yeah, 19.
This was, okay.
Yeah.
1977. Yeah, okay. I can go with that.
Oh, was it really? Okay.
Number two is Aliens. Aliens.
Oh, plural. It did? Yeah.
Not,
Sigourney Weaver.
That's right.
Stuff coming out of people.
Yeah. And number one, no, that was Alien.
Okay.
Aliens, plural, is another one. And then the number one action movie is a movie called Inception. Have you seen Inception?
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Isn't that the one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
That's the one.
And Tom Hardy?
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
But I wouldn't really, I mean, yeah, it is an action movie, but I don't know if I would really classify it as an action movie.
Well, the deal is, it's a story about, he's a thief with the rare ability to enter people's dreams and steal their secrets from their subconscious. And what happens is you don't know in the film if it's reality or not, right? Isn't that the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And so, after...
Yeah. It's like you can have a dream within a dream,
right.
so to speak. After
30 minutes, I went, I don't give a damn, okay? I don't care whether it's real or not. And I left. I turned it off. I don't think it was in a movie theater. But did you see? Did you stay through it? Did you watch it?
Yeah. I've seen it since then. I saw it in movie theaters and seen it. It is long. I'll give you that.
That's
but,
the other thing.
It's a little bit of a brain teaser.
Okay. Our first text of the day, 979-695-1620 from Mr.
That.
Downs.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars 4 was the first.
Okay.
Lucas renumbered.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. That one I did see. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I did too.
1977.
Saw that in two theaters.
Did you?
Yeah, that was the first movie I saw in Maryville, Missouri when I was a wee freshman in college.
Oh, listen to you. Wow.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the place. But.
Well, I told you I saw it in Omaha because the baseball game had gotten rained out that I was there to cover, and so I went and saw that in June of 1977. All right. So it's been a while, but 2017 will not come to a close without at least one more story about a kid getting caught in a claw machine game. Yeah. This one is in the aforementioned Omaha. A woman in Omaha, Nebraska, Macy Hollingsgred, shared a video of her cousin stuck in the machine. Okay, that right there speaks to a very serious problem society has. Your cousin gets stuck in a claw machine, and what's the first thing you do?
Video.
Take a picture, yeah.
All right, anyway.
You got to get the clicks, Scott.
That's right.
If you had Twitter, you would know this.
I know. Anyway, in a tweet, she said, quote, y'all, my cousin's kid climbed up in the claw machine at our family Christmas, and we had to call 911, end quote. The tweet contained a video showing a young boy clearly terrified, trapped inside a traditional claw machine. Two women were heard attempting to soothe him. All right. And they've got video. Okay, you're right. Now, I don't know who wasn't watching the kid, because I don't think you just easily slip into those things, right? I mean, it takes some effort. But number two, the kid is terrified, and this Mozon decides that she wants to cut a video of it, and you know she's laughing the whole time. She's smiling. She's not crying. And then she wants to post the video. Oh, we have deep problems. My goodness, I don't know what we're going to do about that. But there you go. So now researchers at Trend Micro have found that certain models of Sonos and Bose speakers have vulnerabilities that leave them open to being hacked.
Much like any other smart device.
Exactly. The accessible speakers are being exploited by hackers that are using them to play spooky sounds, Alexa commands, and all sorts of other stuff.
And I wonder if Kim will talk about that momentarily.
Could well be. Only a small percentage of the speakers by the two companies are actually affected, including some of the Sonos Play 1s, the Sonos One, and the Bose SoundTech. All it takes for the speaker to be connected is to a misconfigured network, and is a simple internet scan. So you can scan it and take it over into your network. Once the speaker is discovered via the scan, the API that it uses will talk to the apps and can utilize that to tell the speakers to play an audio file from someplace else, another source. Of all the models, Sonos device is about 400 to 500, and Bose has about 2,500 of them out there that are susceptible to audio hacking.
Give me wires or give me death.
So exactly. So if you're hearing voices, it could be because that radar are coming from someplace else. Hello?
If your family's Christmas includes gifts from a claw machine, not be a redneck.
Good. Yes, sir. You're right.
The 2017 football season isn't over yet.
Hand off, left side, going to score easily, and he does. 12 yards, Keith Ford, and the touchdown.
It's the Belk Bowl.
So wide open, and throw it, and that is a touchdown, and that's Kirk.
It's the Aggies versus the Demon Deacons.
It is touchdown, Texas A&M.
Tune in December 29th on the Texas A&M Sports Network.
You know, cooler weather can sometimes mean different types of service for your automobile or your truck. That's why you need to stop by Sevcheck Service Center and see the folks over there and let them take care of your car and keep it going and running well for your entire family. They've been around since 1972. They're family-owned and operated. There's nothing they can't do with a car or a truck. It's Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Halting progressive Halting progressive deafness. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Hair cells are the sound-sensing structures of our inner ear, but they can be silenced by a mutation of a single gene known as TMC1 or Beethoven.
Due to the presence of the mutation, the hair cell will die eventually, and as a result, the patient will not be able to hear.
That's Harvard researcher Zhang-Yi Chen. In the journal Nature, he and his colleagues report successfully snipping out the bad gene in a mouse model and halting the disorder. They used a technology called CRISPR to design a protein complex that could be injected into the confined space around the hair cells. Chen says this localized gene repair poses fewer risks than other methods. Partnering with a team in China, they're now refining the therapy on pigs and hope to then move to human trials. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Apple CEO Tim Cook pockets over $102 million this year, a combination of incentive pay, salary, and equity award. And citing security and efficiency, the board of the iPhone maker is also ordering Cook to take private planes everywhere, including for personal travel. Reuters reports Apple and Amazon are in licensing discussions with Riyadh on investing in Saudi Arabia, with an Apple store planned to open there in 2019, but no specific date for Amazon's involvement. It's all described as part of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's plan to take his conservative kingdom high tech. South Korea is coming down on cryptocurrency trading. Government regulators will be able to close virtual coin exchanges if needed and will ban anonymous cryptocurrency accounts. Bitcoin dropped 11% on the news. A late rally pushed the major indexes above the green line to end the day, though the Dow was there most of the session. The S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Dow all closed up fractionally higher. Futures higher as well. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
2018 will be a critical year for Apple and its crown jewel, the iPhone. And many tech writers are saying that consumers are over it. Kim Komando with your Thursday Consumer Tech Update. With every new iPhone, Apple CEO Tim Cook, just as Steve Jobs did before him, says that the new model is the best, the most beautiful iPhone ever. Lines formed in front of every Apple store around the world. At least they did until this year. The highly publicized iPhone X has been anything but a line-forming bestseller. Even more telling, it failed to boost overall global demand for the product. Inside the China factories, production has been scaled back by as many as 10 million units. And this begs the question, has the decade-long iPhone obsession only been a novelty? 2018 will tell the story. But if you're making a forecast either way, remember this. Apple is still the world's most valuable company, worth over $900 billion. Never underestimate what Apple engineers will do next. I'm Kim Komando. If your family's like mine, there's one special someone who's taken on the job of being the family archivist. They're the one who organizes the tens of thousands of family photographs to make sure they're preserved for a new generation. This holiday, Epson is making their job a lot easier with the incredible Epson Fast Photo High-Speed Photo Scanning System. The Fast Photo scans thousands of photos in as fast as one photo every second. It's the world's fastest photo scanner. The Fast Photo scanner easily restores faded and damaged photos and can upload incredible high-quality images to the cloud, even fragile and large panoramic prints you can share digitally with family and friends. Epson's single-step technology automatically scans both the photo image and any handwritten notes on the back. What a great holiday gift! And do more than just photos. You can scan and save important documents, contracts, and papers. The Fast Photo High-Speed Photo Scanning System. Go to Epson.com/fastphoto. Epson, exceed your vision.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 9. The temperature is 40. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is their signature. Visit ercare24.com. I'm Bill Oliver. The experienced Brian called Station Convention and Tourism Agency is a new permanent executive director. WTAW News has learned interim director Kendra Fry was selected by the new board following interviews earlier this month with two finalists. Fry, who has been with the CVB for 13 years, is also the chair-elect of the National Association of Sports Commissions, which is the trade association for the sport tourism industry. 2 weeks ago, the Bryan City Council accepted the donation of the Briarcrest Golf Course. Yesterday, the council held a special meeting where they unanimously approved spending more than $420,000 from unbudgeted tax revenue to purchase the driving range and large putting green next to the golf course. Still to come is the council paying the Phillips Event Center to lease 6,000 square feet of space for a senior center. And the council was told they could be choosing a consultant to design a super park at the former municipal golf course in February. In addition to yesterday's purchase, the council approved a surface water agreement, which the cost to the city will be the expense of operating the water well.
I asked their maintenance guy what he thought about the condition of the well, and he said they rebuilt and, I guess, either recased it or re-drilled it a couple of years ago.
City Manager Keene Register says the city's been paying almost $60,000 a year to water the former municipal course versus what's expected to be less than $10,000 at the new course. Deputy Manager Hugh Walker says the supply of water at Phillips exceeds what the city used at the former municipal course.
In gallons, this number is roughly 45 million. Over the last 3 years, we average out at Bryan Muni somewhere around 20 to 25 million.
Today's the closing on the Phillips donation of the golf course to the city, along with executing the agreements approved during yesterday's special city council meeting. For the third time in less than 2 years, a former employee at the Milam County Jail is accused of stealing money from the sheriff's office. Former jail captain Katrina Douglas accused of taking at least $30,000. Sheriff David Green told the Temple Daily Telegram Douglas was arrested following an investigation by the Texas Rangers. Brazos County Health Department's making another push for flu shots. It's after a spike in cases during the week before Christmas. Health Department reported in the two-week period from November 26th through December 9th, 104 flu cases. Again, that's in 2 weeks. Then in the week that followed, ending December 16th, 1 week, there was 269 cases. WTAW News Time is 26 minutes from 9. News presented by Signature Care Emergency Center. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More local news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, you finished, did you?
Yes, sir.
Sorry. I was down the hall. Okay.
My fault.
No, it's not your fault at all. No, I'm supposed to be here. I just needed to go down there.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
We are out of space, and we will not be undersold. Tom Light's Chevrolet is overstocked. Over 500 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop today and save over $11,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 Chevy Silverado. Why buy last year's model? Get a new 2018 Silverado with $11,000 in savings. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at tomlight.com. Chevy, buy new roads.
Savings included factory incentives of 5601 and 5765 dealer discount. Stock number 61089 expires 12/31/17.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy and cool for today, with temperatures only reaching 45 to 50 degrees this afternoon. Should be partly to mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. For tomorrow, we'll have partial sunshine. Temperatures will make their way up to about 55 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night. Lows will be 45 to 50. The outlook for Saturday, lots of clouds, chance of showers, but turning milder. Highs during the day on Saturday near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, did I hear like audio coming out of your room? Zach?
Was that me?
Yeah, I think that was you.
Was that me?
I think it was.
Well, see, whenever I'm home, I can, you know, dictate when my mic is on, when it's off.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's okay. Well, I guess I could still do that too.
Cool. That's okay. No, I turned it up. That's all right. I just turned it up. I was hearing a little audio in the background, but I wasn't sure what the
I'm trying to multitask here, and you know how that goes.
Go multitask. That's okay, because we're going to talk about the weather in Erie, Pennsylvania, from somebody who used to spend time up there. As a matter of fact, Lee is from, while not Pennsylvania, but in New York. But you were pretty close to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm from New York, just over the Pennsylvania line.
Yeah.
So, I have several friends that keep me up to speed on the weather. And then most of my family lives in Buffalo, New York. But
yeah.
my parents were the rebels that left the city and decided to become dairy farmers, because that's normal. But
those were just an unbelievable picture. I saw one where a guy had shoveled a sidewalk and just left. I guess everybody saw it. basically six foot tall walls on both sides of the
sidewalk. So we had we lived obviously on a side street in the country, and they would plow our main road, but we had a dairy farm, and the dairy farm the milk truck needs to get down to the dairy farms to pull the milk, or we have to put it down the drain and get no paycheck. So because the cows have to be milked, there's not an option there. And my dad would do the road, and there were times we lived at one almost the highest point in the county, and that it was, I remember as a little kid, like I just couldn't see over the bank, and dad had cut the bank already back. And and
it's an amazing, and of course that's, they call that lake effect snow up in Buffalo, and they
we get that as well.
Spectacular, because it comes off the Great Lakes. But man, well, anyway, snow's back in our forecast.
I know.
I don't think we're going to get that, but you know,
super excited though.
Yeah. The other, well, the other thing I was looking at though is this is the first time in really in a while I can remember that we're going to have more than 24 hours of below freezing temperatures, which does change things there.
It does. It does for sure. And you know, we keep on top of things at the shelter to keep our pets warm at the shelter. We actually have two stray pigs right now from the county. So they're out in a doghouse full of hay outside. And they're doing really well. But, you know, we're taking the proper precautions, you know, and of course you always hear the weathermen, you know, your pipes, your pets, and your plants, dripping our water and stuff like that as well, like any other normal household. But then making sure the dogs are staying warm in the kennels. We do have heaters in the kennels. Sometimes I know people come in during the day and they're like, well, it's kind of cool in here. The fans are on. We do need to pull the air out because we don't want kennel cough in the building as well. And we do need as much air exchange as possible. It's really hard this time of year to have that happen. But we're working on it, keeping everybody healthy and happy at the shelter. And keep your own pets in mind as well, as you know, they might go, they'll go outside, go to the bathroom. They're going to need to come back in a little quicker. There's options if your dogs like to wear clothing. There's options at the pet stores to get them dressed. I do know I did take my dogs back home one time for the winter and didn't have coats with them and at the time, and decided to put children's sweatshirts on them.
That worked well for
them, but they were bigger dogs, so it wasn't a problem. But those are definitely options. If you have outdoor dogs, making sure that, you've got plenty of dry bedding in their dog houses if they're going to live out in a dog house, because that's a key. And then with the weather, that it's, way it's been, their bedding might be damp. So, get out there. It's kind of a dirty job. But get out there, get that damp bedding out, and get them some fresh, clean bedding. You know, when we always went with cedar chips in the spring, and then when winter came along, we added hay in.
Right.
The hay, the grass is being hollow. You can, it's kind of like down for dogs, and essentially, so we see that a lot of times when people are putting in blankets and stuff in dog houses, dogs a lot of times will pull them out sometimes. You know, if you can swing by the feed store and get some hay, that's always a great option. But we are just looking forward to the new year. We have lots of options. If you're looking for your year-end charitable contribution, you can go online and do that. We have options where you can make it in memory of someone, or in honor of someone, or just in maybe memory of your own pets as well. Or just for your current pets, in honor of your current pet that may have come from the shelter, or just one that wants to support shelter pets. There's medical rescue you can donate to, or other specifics as well, and or just our general fund, which lets us use it to wherever we need to, because we are a nonprofit agency that depends on your donations to keep going year after year.
And, you know, if you blew it and you didn't get a present for somebody and you were supposed to, see when their birthday is, and then you can donate on their birthday.
Yes, you can do that. We actually have a couple of donors. That's what they do every year for their handful of pet friends. They get they donate in their name every year, and so we send out letters to them. You know, you can come by the shelter. We can give you a certificate if you're looking for something to give them. Or, of course, you can make something on your own. But they will get a letter from us. You, the donor, will get a letter. And then whoever it was in honor of as well will get a letter from us.
Okay. Any special hours?
No, we're open regular business hours, but we will be closed Monday, the New Year Day. So just that single day.
All right. Well, very good. Well, have yourself a good New Year's, and we will see you in 2018.
You bet.
All right. Visit with folks from the Aggie Lane Humane Society every Thursday, and also the City of Bryan. And Kayla's here this morning. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. I'm chilly, but I'm good.
That's it. Tell us a little bit about hours in the city with New Year's Day and all that.
Sure. So we are operating under normal business hours now, with the exception of Monday. In observance of New Year's, we will be closed. Mm-hmm. But other than that, if you have business to take care of at City Hall or need to reach out to us, we're there 8 to 5 at least, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else we need to cover today?
Oh, well, of course.
Good.
It can't just be holiday hours.
No, that's for sure.
No. So we are hiring for both Bryan police officers and Bryan firefighters. Now, these both have written exams that you have to save your seat for. So if you are interested in joining our police force or our fire department, you can save your seat at bryantxjobs.com. The deadline for the police officer exam is January 24th, and the deadline for the firefighter exam is February 7th. Mm-hmm. So make sure to save those dates if you're interested. And it is a little bit of a longer application process than, say, just an like myself, a normal employee, if you will, because you have more information that you're going to be sharing with us. And so make sure and take time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, we've been talking about the new municipal golf course. So on January 2nd, we will be opening up as the new city course at the Phillips Event Center. And so if you are ready and know that you want to start playing golf in this new year, you can actually go ahead and schedule your tee time by calling the Phillips Event Center Pro Shop at 979-776-0133, beginning January 2nd and forward. And then, of course, Merry Pawsmas is still underway at the Bryan Animal Center. So mm-hmm. if you are still looking to adopt your forever friend or add a forever friend into your family, it's just $5 for all dogs, puppies, cats, and kittens. And that includes their microchip, spay and neuter, and their first round of vaccinations. So help us clear the shelter before 2018, please.
Mm-hmm.
Consider us if you're looking for your pet. And then, of course, as everyone's been talking about with the unseasonably cold weather for our region, don't forget your four P's: pets, pipes, people, and plants.
Yeah.
So if you have a neighbor, check on them. If you have exposed pipes, take care of those. And if it's too cold for you, it's probably too cold for your pet. So be very careful. And then, of course, your plants. Yeah. If you're like me and ivies, they've got to come in.
Yeah, they do.
So, yes, they do.
Yeah.
And then, of course, again, we will just be closed on Monday. But other than that, the city is running as usual.
All right. Sounds good. Well, have yourself a good New Year's, and we'll see you in the New Year.
Yes, okay? You too.
You bet. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays, too. On News Talk 1620.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community.
Brenham National Bank wants to wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Remember, at Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:46, and again, going to have some pretty cold weather here for a little while, so just be aware of that be looking at freezing temperatures probably on New Year's Eve at about 28 degrees, down to about 25 on Monday night and 26 on Tuesday night.
So much for global warming.
Yeah, and again, a situation where we're going to have freezing temperatures for more than 24 hours. So the little ideas that you use before don't necessarily, you know, this is when you need to put the little things on the outside of your faucet. As you said, open up your cabinet doors, because it doesn't take a lot of difference.
Nope.
Keep it so that it's not... not below freezing.
Yeah, get the yeah. Make sure your irrigation system is appropriately.
Good point.
Weatherproofed.
I haven't done that. I'll have to go do that.
For those of a certain income level like mine, it would just be removing the hoses.
Okay, there you go. All right. So Swedish fathers have been told to take 5 months off work after a government investigation suggested increasing the country's parental allowance to encourage fairer sharing of leave time between men and women. Sweden currently offers 480 days of subsidized leave per child.
I wonder if that's at 100% of income.
You know, no, here it is. It's got it. Which parents can share as they see fit, with 390 for the paid for by the taxpayer at a rate of about 80% of your salary. So you get about 80%. At least 3 months of that leave is allocated to each parent in a use-it-or-lose-it basis. So the government report has recommended that the allowance be boosted to 5 months to increase gender equity in time off for child care. Sweden has some of the most generous parental policies in Europe, and in 1971 became the first country in the world to allow parents to split leave. I don't know what the tax rate is in Sweden.
And what else they pay in social services.
Yeah, and again, I know over there it's costly. We're going to check and see. What is the tax rate in Sweden? The personal income tax rate in Sweden. Now, again, here in the United States, highest tax bracket, basically 40%, basically. I think it's going to come down to 39-something. In Sweden, it is 57.1%, okay? Personal income tax rate in Sweden averaged 56% from 1995 to 2016 and reached an all-time high in 1996 of 61%.
Whoa.
Now, okay.
And I wonder if their tax structure allows for deductions and so forth.
Right, and they've brought it back down. Okay, they brought it down to this reasonable 57%. But, you know, and that in addition to all sorts of other things that that people pay when they're there. I'm sure they have hotel room taxes and the things that you expect in basically everything. But, wow, you talk about a powerful organization. The value-added tax rate in Sweden is 25% with the exception for food and services like hotels. Hotels are 12%. But, again, that's the reason they can afford to do that. And I think that it's important for parents to be off when their kiddos are brought into the world and spend time with them and kind of get your life on that new track, especially if it's a newbie. But, man, the government pays for it, and that means that all the people pay for it, too. So did you happen to hear any of Rush yesterday?
No.
Well, they had...
He was actually at work.
No, he wasn't.
Normally, he was gone between...
Yeah, and he is. He was not on, and he had a guy named Richard Searcy, who was on a show called Justified. I don't know if you ever watched Justified. Justified's a really neat show. Anyway, the guy who played the head county sheriff, he sat in for Rush, first time ever. He'd never done anything like that before, Nick Searcy. And yesterday, he likened politics to a wrestling match. And he explained how there are good wrestlers and there are bad wrestlers. And the bad wrestlers are called heels. And he said, this is the first president we've ever had who's a heel president. He said, you know, what happens is in a wrestling match, you know, they get out of the ring and then one of them goes and gets a chair and then they hit the other one. And it's always the heel who goes and gets the chair. And he said yesterday, he said, when Trump came into the ring, he had the chair with him. He started with the chair, and he whacked people all the way through the primaries, and he became president, and Middle America liked that. And, you know, it does. It resonates with a lot of people because it's his America First approach that a lot of people like. So now they're trying to tell us Donald Trump is the first president to lose Gallup's annual poll of the most admired man during his first year in office. Well, you know what?
Does he really care?
Right. Does he really care? Now, Gerald Ford didn't win the honor in 1974, but he had only been president for 4 months when that poll was conducted, and he assumed that the role of commander-in-chief, of course, when Richard Nixon resigned. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger was named the most admired man that year. To make matters worse, for Trump, the man who Americans looked up to most in 2017 was predecessor Barack Obama. Fine. If you're in the stock market, you like Donald Trump.
Exactly.
I think if you're a business person, you like Donald Trump.
If you follow your 401k.
Yes. There are just a lot of people who are U.S. Americans who like what he's doing. And, you know, again, the other thing that Cersei mentioned is that apparently Netanyahu is talking to other countries about moving their embassies into Jerusalem. I mean, you see the things that he is doing. It's really, it is pretty amazing. And you're right, man, he tweets when he shouldn't, misbehaves sometimes when he shouldn't, but he is definitely putting America first, and it's I find it interesting. So if you want to feel sorry for him, and like you said, I don't think it makes a rat's butt to him, that nonetheless, he's not the most admired man today. Barack Obama is. So there. A study by some psychologists in the UK show that 9 out of 10 New Year's resolutions are doomed to failure. Study followed by the attempt of three.
Let's get some federal money for that.
3,000 volunteers. They surveyed them in their attempts to stick to their resolutions at the start of the year.
At least they made an honest attempt.
They did. 52% said they were confident of their success by the end of the year. 12% had reached their goal. Well,
and that's out of how I wonder how many. If this group of 3,000 all made resolutions to begin with.
Sure.
Okay.
Men were more likely to succeed when they set themselves up with goals such as losing a pound a week, or when they focused on rewards such as being more attractive to women. Women were more successful if they told their friends and family about their resolutions. Ah, there you go. Because that encouraged them then to not slip back into their old bad habits, because they'd have to fess up to their friends then that they hadn't done what they promised that they were going to do.
I wonder how many people that the study organizers had to go through to get 3,000, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we contacted 5,200 so we could get 3,000. So
because, you know, what's it would be interesting over decades to study how many actually would admit to giving declaring resolutions.
Yeah, and again. Because we all go, yeah, I can lose some weight. Yeah, I need to stop doing such and such. But if you do a real behavioral type thing, and again, they say if you want to be successful, make it a little thing, and so give it a shot. Lindsay Lohan.
Boy, where has she been?
Well, where she's been is hiding out, apparently. Lindsay has been loving her new life overseas, but it seems that she still has some unfinished business back here in the States. According to a recent filed tax lien, she owes Uncle Sam $100,000.
Is that all?
That's all. In taxes from years 2010, 14, and 15, due to the time that she had a role in the action flick Machete and the cameo on the episode of Two Broke Girls. She also appeared in the reality series Lindsay on Oprah on her own network, and the actress has been living abroad in London and Dubai. But apparently, if she comes back, well, she needs to pay it anyway, but they could throw.
How long has it been since she really crashed?
Oh, you know,
seems like forever ago.
You know, well, the thing is, I don't know anything about her. Wouldn't know her if I saw her. All I know is her name and that bad things are associated with her. I mean, I do have to definitely plead ignorance when it comes to her. And I'm really trying to learn about pop culture, but I think she's.
You've been trying to learn pop culture for how long?
Yeah, exactly. But she's so far out of it that I can't do that. Matt, about you. Did you ever watch the show, Paul Reiser?
Yes.
A lot of people liked it.
In fact. Probably still in reruns, maybe FXX.
Okay, could be. Almost two decades after its 7 series wrapped, producers are considering a potential revival of the show. The show, of course, starred Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. No deals are in place, and the network is, there's not a network currently attached.
Yeah, and like most shows, the first couple of seasons were great and went downhill after that as they tried to invent new spins on things.
Well, and I see, yeah, they it jumped the shark. I did see a couple of promos yesterday for Roseanne, and it said same.
Tired of macadamia nuts, is she?
Yeah, exactly. Same actors, new stories. So, we'll see. It was really different back in the day because of the way that she just talked about people, especially men, but. No, I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. That's going to premiere, I think, next week on ABC.
American Financing is a national mortgage lender known for new home loans and refinances. But their service goes beyond low rates, custom loans, and fast closings. Because you work with a dedicated salary-based mortgage consultant who has your best interest in mind. Make the call today and start saving up to $1,000 a month. You may even close in as fast as 10 days. 800-906-2440. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, America's home for home loans.
American Financing, NMLS. NMLS 182334 and MLSConsumerAccess.org.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, there are a lot of finishes on hardwood floors now. What are our choices?
Well, we've got the traditional polyurethane aluminum oxide type finishes that are extremely durable, but we also have something that's being used more and more, which is oil finishes. They can be repaired quite easily and still be very durable. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
We are out of space, and we will not be undersold.
Tom Light Chevrolet is overstocked. Over 500 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop today and save over $11,000 off MSRP on a new 2018 Chevy Silverado. Why buy last year's model? Get a new 2018 Silverado with $11,000 in savings. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, buy new roads.
Savings included factory incentives of 5601 and 5765 NEVA discount. Stock number 61. 61089 expires 12/31/17.
Wow, we've only got 3 days left in the year, as a matter of fact. Who knew? Well, I guess we did. Anyway, look for a high temperature today of about 45 degrees. Good luck. We're at 40 right now, and it's going to be down to 36 tonight, and then do nothing but get colder and kind of uncomfortable at night, especially. Again, 40 degrees right now. Happy birthday to Iowa. They became a state in 1946.
Woohoo!
Yep, WTAW.